Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Life with Goldie podcast, where we'll be interviewing the Salesforce Golden Hoodie recipients from around the world and exploring their journey as a trailblazer in our ecosystem. I'm your host, Mia Pacey, also a Golden Hoodie recipient, but today we're joined with Mark Tossell. Thank you for joining us, Mark.
Hey, thanks for having me, Mia.
So the Golden Hoodie is, you might say, one of the coveted bits of swag in the ecosystem, but it's definitely more than that. And I was hoping that we could discuss that from your perspective of the journey today. So I had a look on your website and you refer to yourself as the unlikely trailblazer. Would you be able to take us through where you started in the ecosystem? Where did Trailblazer and Salesforce come into your life?
Yeah, wow, it's quite an unusual story. So my background, I was a mechanical engineer for 2 years, and I actually worked as a project engineer at Procter & Gamble for 2 years. Unfortunately, actually hated the role. and really unusual 180-degree career shift. I went off to the United States in this freezing cold Chicago area in January of that year and enrolled to study for ministry. So I actually went to like a theological college. I was there for about 5 years where I met my lovely wife and then was a minister for, I guess, 20 years or so.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if there's too many people in our ecosystem come from that background, although I have met a couple. One was a Jewish rabbi, for example. During all of that time, I was struggling very significantly with some mental health issues. And pretty much my whole adult life, I've struggled with depression and anxiety. And it was undiagnosed and untreated. So unfortunately, 7 years ago, I had a complete mental and emotional breakdown, very severe. And as a result of that, took 4 months off work, try and recover and really get back to some semblance of normality. And thankfully was able to, you know, bounce back quite well, but wasn't able to go back to that, you know, vocation of being in ministry, and eventually had to resign and left us in a very difficult position. We're a single income family. My wife homeschools my son, our son. We came to the place in early 2016, around March, where I was unemployed. We're a single income family. I couldn't find work, couldn't use my degree. The money had run out. We were actually in a lot of debt and very close to probably literally being evicted from our place of residence. That's how bad it was. And a dear friend of mine just mentioned to me, he said, oh, he goes, our business is looking to implement Salesforce. It's a CRM. And we wondered if you'd be interested. And I said, absolutely. And then I got off the call. And I Googled CRM, I Googled Salesforce. I had no IT training or background whatsoever. Showed up the next day for what I thought was a discussion, ended up being literally a job interview with a panel of four people at a wealth management business. And I don't know who was more crazy, Mia, them for offering me the role or me for taking it. The really amusing part is that because neither of us really knew how much work it is to implement a Salesforce and financial services cloud, I might add, it was a 3-month contract.
Yeah, wow.
It took me 3 months just to figure out what their business did and how Salesforce could help them. So I began that role and very long days because I felt obligated to learn in my own time as I was, you know, being paid almost to learn. So I would get to the office at 6 or 7 in the morning. I would open up, spend several hours in Trailhead and YouTube and other places, would then build and learn and, you know, map out business processes, come back, try and figure out how do we build this into Salesforce or how do we modify the process, whatever the case may be. And, you know, lots of trial and error, lots of failure, I'm sure, lots of stress. But yeah, within just a few weeks, I realized I love this stuff, and I have a bit of a knack for it. So we were building that out, and that's really how the Salesforce journey started.
That's amazing. And for you to come to nothing and just say yes, I mean, that's a lot of the skills that we have as trailblazers. We just say yes as much as we can and then figure it out later. I think it's something. And thank you for sharing, also touching on the mental health. That's very good to discuss. And I really empower others to also discuss it. So thank you for touching on that. So also with that journey, it must have been an amazing stretch from you being unemployed to now learning an entirely new industry. Was that daunting for you?
Yeah, incredibly so. I took a quote from Richard Branson, and I may not get this exactly right, but essentially he said, if someone offers you an amazing opportunity, say yes, then figure out how to do it later. And
yes,
I printed that out. I stuck that on the wall. And, you know, I would walk into meetings, and I was incredibly fiscally illiterate as well. So I'd walk into meetings to discuss the process of setting up an SMSF or conducting an insurance rollover. The first thing I had to do was, what's an SMSF? What's a super rollover? Not insurance, super rollover. No idea. And we would map out these really complicated processes. And I would just sit there, you know, like brain melting, and then go, right, how on earth do I reflect this in the platform? And Financial Services Cloud, this was almost 6 years ago. In fact, it was 6 years ago, almost exactly. Financial Services Cloud was brand new. We were one of the first businesses in Australia to implement it, and, you know, had a long way to go. So super challenging. I remember one day driving to the office at about 5:45 in the morning. It was pitch black. I hadn't had a very good couple of days. And I thought, you know what? This was just a huge mistake, huge mistake. You know what? I'm just going to resign, and I'm going to tell my friend and his business partners, look, I really don't know what I'm doing. What you need to do is go and hire a consultant. I'll try and help you, to find one through my contacts in the ecosystem, and I'll just go somewhere else. I was quite despondent and very much huge imposter syndrome, massively overwhelmed. I often come across as quite confident, but I'm generally very hard on myself. Most of my life I've had a terrible inferiority complex, so I really didn't think I could do it. But I got to the office that day. I didn't resign. I just,
yeah,
one more day. And all of a sudden, it was probably 3 months in, I would say, of just really, really hard slog. Things started to click. Things started to come together. I remember building automated processes in Process Builder then that worked, and started working with Pardot. Really enjoyed that. That started working well, giving the business some return on their investment. And at that point, I started to get the hang of it, actually started falling in love with the whole platform and ecosystem. And the business obviously extended my contract. And I might also add, they increased my pay.
Oh, yes. That's the goal, right? No.
Yeah.
As you said, you're in you rolled it out in Australia, so and many of you listeners might understand that we are both Australian. And Mark, you were actually the first Golden Hoodie in Australia. Is that correct? Am I getting that one right?
That is correct. So perfect. It was June of 2017, World Tour Sydney.
Amazing. I know it's something like you get up on stage, we see it in the big lights, and you get a bit of an abstract about your stories on the event stage. But could you take us through from a Golden Hoodie recipient's perspective, what is it like getting up there?
Yeah. Well, the funny thing is I really had very little inkling of what a big deal it was. I'd only been in the ecosystem 1 year. I think the only Gold Hoodie I knew is a dear friend of mine now, which is Zach Otero, and he was the first Gold Hoodie. And so I had heard of it. I had seen it. And Megan Peterson, who's a wonderful person and another friend, she had interviewed me for the Trailblazer blog and actually came to tears during the interview, hearing the story, was very moved and said, we need to get this story out there. And she arranged for me to tell my story at World Tour. And so I show up to World Tour. I'm on stage. I think it was just Megan and myself. And I tell my story, and which I love to do, as you can probably tell. And as I was finishing, I noticed someone coming up behind me with this really bright jacket. And I was totally gobsmacked, taken aback. Megan, of course, was super excited. She was able to say, you know, here it was, the trophy, the awesome admin trophy and the gold hoodie. She explained how important it is, what it stands for, both the story and leadership and innovation, but very much about giving back and inspiring others. And I felt just incredibly, incredibly honored. And I think as time went on, I felt more honored because I began to realize the gravity of the award. I realized I was the first one in APAC. Since then, all of the recipients have gotten better looking, I might add, and at least until Kel.
That's so true. No, sorry, Kel.
But it was. I also don't think I realized at the time, Mia, how much it would impact my life. And I know that we're going to get to that in a minute. But it had a very significant impact on my life as a whole.
Yeah, it's just definitely one of those moving experiences, both for the presenter and for yourself when you're up there. It's definitely a different experience for everyone, so thank you for sharing your perspective. Someone creeping up behind you, that was a good one. but you alluded to it. It's like you've seen my questions already or something. Has the Trailblazer Golden Hoodie at all affected you personally or professionally?
Yeah, absolutely. First of all, it was an affirmation that, I've done something worthwhile, and I really needed that. Again, I'm not the most confident person in the world. I respond really well to encouragement and praise and affirmation, so it was very powerful in that respect. As time went on, it opened so many doors. It helped open the door to speak at Dreamforce in San Francisco several times on the subject of analytics, and opened the door for various blogs and appearances at user groups. And even I think from a personal brand perspective, opened doors when we started our business. So we founded a Salesforce partner business, and I was helping to lead that business. I was involved in sales, so it helped open doors for conversations. And even now that I'm a solution engineer at Tableau, you know, I'm often introduced as the gold hoodie recipient to kind of add some credence, I suppose, some street cred. And it's helped me to meet, you know, some amazing people. There's our local, you know, small group of goldies, which is fabulous. And then I think it was at the last Dreamforce I went to, we had a whole room full of us, had our photo taken, and, you know, we stay in touch through our Twitter group, and it's just been an amazing journey. Often I pinch myself. And the funny thing is that so many people know me, and you've gone through this too, I'm sure. So many people know me, and they'll come up to me in like Salesforce office or a World Tour or a user group, and they'll talk to me and I have no idea who they are, but I feel very lucky in that respect that maybe my story has reached out. And if I may, that's probably the, of all of this journey, other than the ability to have a great career and look after my family, I think for me, it's been so exciting for people to message me and tell me, hey, I read your story on LinkedIn. I read your story on your blog. I saw a video interview. I saw you in an event. And your story has inspired me to learn, to grow. I had one guy that had similar story, had mental health challenges, resigned from ministry, had no idea what he was going to do, was desperate, heard me speak at an event, and now he works at a partner business working with Salesforce. And those stories wow. just really give me energy and really pour fuel on the fire of the enthusiasm.
So thank you for sharing how you've inspired others within the ecosystem. I mean, it's great to hear that someone has virtually almost walked in the same footsteps as you. That's pretty amazing. But on the flip side, how important is the Trailblazer community to yourself?
Yeah, that's a great question, Mia. So the Salesforce community, the Trailblazer community, and the Ohana have had a huge impact on my life all the way back when I started, even till the present day. I mean, some of the amazing stories of people like Cheryl Feldman, Peter Lyons, Zach Otero, David Giller, just to name a few, have had a very big influence on my life and have inspired me to be more and do more. But I remember even conversations at user groups, getting questions answered in the community. And you know, one great example springs to mind. So I met someone through the community and they had their own website around Salesforce. And I reached out thinking I probably wouldn't even hear back. You know, who am I? And you know, here's this super knowledgeable Salesforce guru. And I reached out, I think, through Twitter, and they replied immediately. I had a question around Process Builder. Today it would be Flow, I suppose. And I really was kind of stuck with something technical. And they said, hey, you want to jump on a call? And I said, really? I said, do you have time? And they were in America. I'm in Australia. There was the time change. And I think it was like 7 o'clock in the morning, our time, probably 4 or 5 for them. We ended up getting on a video call and they gave an hour and a half of their time. And we were talking through the use case and the challenges and ended up coming up with a great solution. And I got off that call and I went, this is incredible. They don't know me. I'm not paying them. They were a consultant, right? And you know, they weren't getting paid for this. They did this out of just, you know, the kindness and goodness of their heart. And I've had many similar experiences, you probably have as well, of people that have gone out of their way. So I actually try and give back myself, I think, more than ever because of that. I get involved with pro bono work. For example, I did some pro bono work for LipTimber and UNICEF and now the Animal Welfare League. You know, just trying to reflect that giving spirit that I've seen in the community over the years.
Yeah, it is definitely an amazing community to be part of. I definitely echo everything you've said about people giving their time. It is something that is so unique to the Salesforce and Trailblazer community. And I'm sure everyone is very thankful for that. And specifically when we're starting our journeys, and when you were starting your journey, you said you're almost thrown in the deep end where you had to learn everything from scratch. What advice would you give to Trailblazers out there starting their journey and are in a similar situation?
I have a little saying, which I probably stole from someone else, but the saying that I often repeat is life is too short to play it safe. And it's very scary embarking on a new career journey or stepping up in your career journey, and fear will hold you back. Inadequacy, feeling incompetent, imposter syndrome, fear of failure is a big one. Just take that first step. Just try and get out of your comfort zone, because no one ever grew in their comfort zone. You know, that good Aussie expression, have a go, you mug. Just have a stab at it. Honestly, the worst that can happen is that you can fail and go back to what you're doing now. But the best that could happen is you could open up a whole new world of possibilities. When I first took on that initial Salesforce role, I had absolutely no idea that I'd end up working with marketing automation and analytics and AI and writing a book on CRM analytics and speaking at Dreamforce and starting a partner business and now working at Salesforce with an amazing team. Oh my goodness. I had no idea. I was just trying, just having a go, learning. And, you know, if you'll just have some curiosity, show some initiative, reach out to the community. Don't be afraid to look silly. You know, the only way to look silly is to not ask questions, really, I think. And just remember, everyone was where you are now. Every expert was once a beginner. I remember the first time I picked up CRM Analytics, which used to be Tableau CRM and Einstein Analytics before that. The first time I picked that up, I remember thinking, oh my goodness, this is so different to Salesforce. How will I ever learn this? And that was 5 years ago. And again, I'm very fortunate to have published a book on it for people to learn it. But it all began with that first kind of getting your toes wet in the water, dipping your foot in, having a try, having a go. And, you know, you may not succeed at this particular avenue, but there are so many. Have a try at something else. I worked with Pardot Marketing Automation. Still do a little bit with it today, but not a whole lot. That wasn't really my pathway. So I've tried many. Probably the one I haven't tried is being a dev, and that's not going to happen. but you know, there's so many great opportunities in the ecosystem. If we could, I'd love to share the link on your podcast for the post that I wrote about how to build your career in the Salesforce ecosystem, because in that I give a whole lot of practical tips and tricks, because there are so many opportunities right now. And you know what? It isn't just young people. When I had my breakdown and reinvented myself and began a whole new career, I was 48. I'm turning 54 in 2 weeks, and I love my job. I've got an amazing career. I've got incredible opportunities ahead of me within Salesforce and who knows where. And none of that would have happened if I hadn't have just had a bit of courage, pressed through the fear because everyone's afraid, and just made that first step. And if I may, had just that persistence to keep going, you fall, get up, fall down 7 times, get up 8.
That's it. And it's an amazing journey to start. I agree. It doesn't have to be at an early age or at an early career point. It could be at any point in your career. You're right. It can be at any point in your age. And so we definitely will share in our show notes the link to Mark's blog, where you can read about more of how you can get into the ecosystem and get those tips and tricks off him. Very valuable, I'm sure. There's lots of things that are very unique to our ecosystem that will put you in good stead going forward. I guess we're kind of rounding out the show a little bit, but I did want to spruce it up with a bit of a fun question. If you could be, of all things, if you could be an animal, what type of animal would you be and why?
Wow, what type of animal would I be and why? Well, I love lions, and I think part of that is they're very family oriented. They're very obviously quite powerful. Maybe I'm on a power trip, I don't know. but they're just quite magnificent creatures. And I'm a carnivore, so sorry to anyone who watches the podcast who's not. But I would probably be a lion.
That's fantastic. Yeah, no, it's definitely something that it was asked to me once, and I was like, that's a good insight into someone's, I guess, personality without being too in depth and insightful. So a lion is a good one. I like that one.
What was your choice?
I do wonder. My choice? I think I'm probably going to say a dolphin, but I think it's the kind of analytical mindset of figuring things out with a brain, but also mostly staying in the water as much as possible, which is where I like to sit.
Awesome.
So that's kind of where I'd hang out. But I did want to also offer you a chance to turn it over to you, give you the mic, give you a little bit of a chance to plug anything in your life or you want to push forward. So over to you.
Yeah, great. Thank you. Look, again, as a follow-up, if anyone wants to reach out with questions about the journey and maybe their own personal journey, you can find me on LinkedIn. Also, I have a lot of good content on my blog, which is just marktossel.com, 2 S's, 2 L's. And then if there is anyone out there that's looking to learn CRM analytics, which was Tableau CRM before that, then my book is on Amazon and you would just search for my name, Tossel, Actionable Insights, and that would take you straight to it. And maybe that would be a help to you. But yeah, it's been really fun, Mia. I feel very honored to be your first interview subject, and I hope that the story is a help to people and that you get to interview many more exciting Goldies.
Thank you so much for being with us, Mark. And yes, look forward to all the other Goldies that we've got coming on the show. Thank you again, Mark, and have a lovely day.
Thank you, Mia.